Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, show that helps you take control of your genes so you can be the youngest person you want to be. That is, you get to make sure your real age is younger than your calendar age. And we've got a sensational hour. Wasn't that first hour sensational? I thought that first hour was outside the box wonderful. Great guest as well in Russell Friedman, the griefrecoverymethod.com, talking to us how to recover from losses, whether it's financial loss or loss of faith, something I didn't realize occurred. But in any case, we also have a tremendous hour lined up for you this hour. We talk about one of the great stories, I think the biggest story maybe of the decade, but clearly of the week and probably of the year, intermittent fasting. Dr. Longo will be here at the bottom of that hour. Dr., if you will, Gary Ginsberg won't be here, but I'm going to give you some of his environmental, what's toxic, what's not, treats. But in the meantime, at the bottom of the hour is Dr. Longo, who's done this sensational set of studies on calorie restriction in animals and especially in humans with a way maybe I can do it. That is this intermittent fast, 4 days. I think the ideal food, matter of fact, for this, when I look at the mix they gave, was maybe nuts, maybe walnuts. For 4 days, you eat 1,400 calories a day if your normal is 2,200. And then the rest of the month, you can do whatever you want. It regenerates your stem cells. It gets you to fight infections and cancer better. Maybe live much younger. We're going to talk to him and get a thinner waist. You don't lose weight, but you will get a thinner waist and get better insulin resistance, decreased cardiovascular disease, decreased diabetes, decreased aging. And the animals show that, and the biochemical markers in humans show that. So we've got him at the bottom of the hour. We talked in the first hour about Americans are finally eating a little less, not much less, but a little less, so maybe it's turned. We've talked a little bit about the women with mild memory problems worsen to a faster degree than men, about twice as fast as men. Why? No one knows. Women are different than men, obviously. But one of the things that you can do to protect yourself, manage stress. Another thing, do intense physical activity. Just a few minutes, 20 minutes, three times a week really does the trick on that. The third thing, eat a diet that is Mediterranean. That is not Mediterranean now, but Mediterranean as it used to be. A little fish, a little olive oil, a lot of olive oil. Olive oil is the main fat. Walnuts, some things like that. No red meat, virtually no red meat, virtually no cheese. And a little red wine. Of course, a little any kind of alcohol seems to be good. We talked about the surgical weight loss device. The FDA did three things, one of which was a surgical weight loss device that isn't require surgery, got a huge amount of weight down. We'll come back to that because that's such an interesting story. I can't almost resist doing that. That is, the FDA approved first of its kind non-surgical weight loss device. We'll talk about that, and it caused about a 45-pound weight loss in the people who were given it. We mentioned at the beginning of the hour lettuce, liver, berries, and other leading sources of food poisoning. What's the trick? The trick is to cook your food and meat, wash your hands really well, and wash the food an extra two or three times. The FDA also approved a potent and pricey cholesterol-lowering shot. Is that for you? We'll talk about that. And the FDA is labeling sugar as the percent up to 40 grams or 50 grams, actually, they say. And kids are unhappy about their bodies. As young as age 8, kids say they don't like the body they have. And this is amazing to me. When you look at it, 40% of girls at age 14, it's actually, I shouldn't exaggerate, it's 39% of girls, 12% of guys are on a diet at age 14. Well, we do need to get thinner. Maybe they should go on this intermittent fast. We'll talk about it. Then, surfactant and soft drinks may contribute to obesity. That is diacetyl sulfosuccinate. Why do you think I know that? Because we often write it as a prescription for constipation, but it appears it's a surfactant that has some strange effects. We get a lot of it in soft drinks, and it may be a culprit in soft drinks for getting us to gain weight. Where does eating organic make a difference? Well, I'm going to go into that story right now. Where does eating organic make a difference? Only one place. It really makes a difference. It may make a difference in a lot of places, but one place we know is that if you look at the people who ate organic, this is a study that was done in Norway. It's called the Norway Mother and Child Cohort Study, if you want to look it up. And what they found is that the mothers who ate organic, their offspring, their male offspring, that's all they looked at, so they found it, but had about a 60% reduction in the couple of birth defects that they were looking at. Those were hypospadias. That's an abnormality of the urinary tract in the boys, and in a another, if you will, if they form their sexual organs correctly. And what they found is when they ate organic, they reduced the risk of, it was a small risk, it was only, I think, 2 per 1,000, but they reduced it to 1 per 1,000 in these children who the mothers ate organic. So we know organic probably is important for protection from autism and other things in the third trimester. The only time that really we know that there's a real value in eating organic, and that it's much better, much greater value than the dollar cost of doing it, is in fact during pregnancy. Also in pregnancy, make sure you get your vitamins, your prenatal vitamins, and make sure you get DHA. You want at least 200 milligrams of DHA. They thought it would take a century, not 40 years, but it's great news for fish and for you. That's right, as coal use is declining in China, and in the United States, the amount of mercury in fish has dropped in the last 40 years by, guess what, drum roll please, 40%. That's right, huge decrease in the fish, and obviously a huge decrease for you. There, now, that doesn't mean there isn't mercury in the fish, and with us all eating more fish, we're seeing more mercury. Remember, don't eat those fish that are caught in local places where there's a coal-powered plant, and don't eat it in certain areas off the Florida Keys where there's very high levels for some reason, and off of the Farallon Islands in San Francisco. So what fish shouldn't you eat? Those bottom fishers? None. Don't eat any tuna, any swordfish, any shark, and any tilefish, and avoid mackerel too. So those are the fish that really have high levels of mercury in them. Avoid those totally. Salmon and ocean trout, get them from a variety of places. The salmon, you want to get it right now, freeze it, or get frozen during this period of time. The salmon burgers that are made in this time, wonderful for your health. We're also going to talk about the no-car days in 426 cities in Europe. That's right, 426 cities said we should ban car driving for at least one day so that you can see the decrease in pollution. So we're going to see that. It's coming up, a car-free day in 426 cities in Europe. I think Paris has signed on to it, but none of the other big cities, all the cities are small. And the last one, I've given all of Gary's key factors. We're also going to talk about this half hour, or this little bit before we get to Dr. Longo and what intermittent fasting does. We should talk more about brain inflammation and its recovery from it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Remember, we're on Radio MD. We all want you to stay well. Come right back. We've got a great back 45 minutes for you lined up.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things, and it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. For the last little bit, I'm going to turn off the email line. So if you want to contact me or guest, 844, that's calling the 800, it's toll free, 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, because we have a sensational guest coming up, Dr. Walter Longo. I should tell you what he is. He is the head, he's the director of the USC Longevity Center. He's a professor of gerontology and biologic science at USC, and he's going to talk about limited fasting, and we'll talk about what limited fasting means, helping the immune system. He's the Edna M. Jones Professor of Gerontology and the Biologic Sciences at the USC Davis School of Gerontology and director of the USC Longevity Institute. And this, to me, is an amazing study where he showed something that all of us, at least I can do. You know, when I was a, and I'll describe this to him as well, but when I was a medical student and a young intern and resident, a couple of the greats in medicine said to us, you know, if you want to live long, you want to get to be an exaggerated ectomorph. That means you get very thin. And they did. And in that era, they were born in the late 1880s. I think they were born there. They lived to well over 90, both of them. And that was very different. Remember, if you were born in 1900, your life expectancy was 47. So they doubled that by becoming exaggerated ectomorphs. That's some of the evidence. That's anecdotal. But now in a number of animal species, calorie restriction, meaning going down 15 to 30% of calories, reducing it below that needed to keep your weight stable, seems to be able to extend life and make you function with a younger real age, which means you have less risk of disability, less risk of dying, and you function with all the joys of someone who's much younger. And I say that not to negate getting old. I'm getting old. All of us are. But to, in fact, say that you can live a lot longer with a lot more vigor and vitality than maybe any of us dreamed possible. And we're going to have, at another time, we will have Gene Chatsky, the NBC Today Show financial expert, talk about, in fact, how to make sure your life doesn't exceed your money. Well, we don't want your life to exceed your brain function either. So what do you do to keep your brain young? Well, one of the things that came out this week is that if your woman it ages twice as fast, we don't know why, but the things to do to protect it, manage your stress. This is actually some fun things. Exercise vigorously. Eat a Mediterranean diet, especially with omega-3, 900 milligrams of that DHA, and some walnuts, I think, probably are good too. And the last one is, in fact, practice brain games. I'm taking a letter, so I've been practicing on Luminosity. I've been practicing in Brain HQ. I've been practicing in two other websites that have brain games. So far, I can tell you the Brain HQ, and by the way, if you've got an AARP membership for an extra $5 a year, instead of $15, it's actually $6. For $21, you get this membership where you get all the Brain HQ stuff for free. I'll find out what website that is at. So it's $6 more than the standard AARP membership. So you can get to be an AARP member at 50. Someone gave me that as a gift. It was one of the best gifts because you get a whole raft of benefits. So this is Brain HQ, HQ on AARP. And let's see if they tell us what kind of membership you get. It is brain exercises. AARP has this, and what's it called? It's a Staying Sharp membership. It's a new type of membership, and let's see what they call it. But they have that, it's called the Staying Sharp, AARP Staying Sharp membership. It's just instead of $16 a year, you pay $21 a year. It's called the AARP Staying Sharp membership, and you get a lot of these games, not all of the games, but almost all of these educational things that teach you how to do better. That's at brainhq.com, and the Staying Sharp, the AARP Staying Sharp membership, instead of $16 a year to become a member, you pay $21 and get the free use of all of the Staying Sharp tools. Remember what we said, Most important one, manage stress. Second most important, do vigorous cardiovascular exercise. Third most important, get those healthy omega-3 fats, both from walnuts and salmon, especially DHA. And the fourth, you got to practice the brain games. BrainHQ.com is the one we go with. Maybe intermittent fasting is, in fact, the key. What is an intermittent fast? Well, we'll learn from Dr. Longo. So we know what calorie restriction is. I told you all these times that Paul Zoll and another couple of the greats in medicine would tell me, become an exaggerated ectomorph and you'll live longer. And they did. They were born in the 1880s and they lived over 90 years both. And that was in a period where you lived 47. They became an exaggerated ectomorph, which means they slept normally, etc., but they actually ate fewer calories. That's how they lived so long and so vitally and vigorously. Well, most of us can't drop 10, 15, or 20% of calories. That is, we can't eat 300 to 600 calories less per day than keeps our weight constant. That's why we have such a weight problem in America. Well, some people can, and apparently, if you can do this for 4 days a month, you may have the same benefits as if you did it all the time. That is, the intermittent fasting seems to have actually extra benefits. That is, it helps your stem cells function as though you're much younger. When we come back, we're going to talk to the man who has put this on the map recently, Vater Longo, Dr. Valterlongo, a superb, obviously, scientist, a superb human being based on what I can read of his work. He's a professor of gerontology, which means of getting old, if you will, and of the biologic sciences at the USC Davis School of Gerontology. He's director of the USC Longevity Institute. We're going to get the privilege of talking to him one-on-one. And he's going to tell us how you make your stem cells regenerate, and you're essentially flipping a regenerative switch. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I guess I've got another minute before I have to give the we'll be right back, but I'm looking forward to talking to Dr. Longo. In other words, how good is the system of intermittent fasting? What happens if you do it 3 days? What happens if you do it 5 days? Where do you get the maximum benefit? Where do you start to fall off in benefit? Could you do it just 2 days? What's the story on, is there any mix of calories? Meaning, should you take nuts or should you have just carbohydrate or just protein? Or is the key mixing all of those up as a nut does? Well, those are all questions I'm going to ask Dr. Longo. And hopefully we'll get some answers. How long should a cycle be of fasting? Do you do it for the rest of your life for 4 days, or do you do it just 3 months at a time, once a year? I don't know the answers to any of these, and we'll find out if Dr. Longo does. My guess is someone knows the answer, and if anyone does, it is Dr. Longo, who can talk about prolonged fasting, lowering the risk of IGF-1, the growth factor hormone that Longo and others have linked to aging, tumor progression, and cancer risk. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay young. We'll be right back. And remember, if you miss a show, you can always go to Radio MD, the archives for the You Show, and listen to it. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover even hotels.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a sensational guest for you. Dr. Walter Longo, L-O-N-G-O, is in fact a professor of gerontology at the and biologic science at the USC Davis. I'm sorry, I am messing this up because I have the wrong scheme in front of me, so I'm trying to do it from memory, but he is a professor of, he's the Edna M. Jones Professor of Gerontology in the Biologic Science at the USC Davis School of Gerontology. He's director of the USC Longevity Institute, and he did this remarkable work on periodic diets, and I'll come back to that in a second, but I'll just set it up. When I was a intern and resident in internal medicine way back in the early 1970s, 1971 to be specific, we used to have a couple idols in cardiac care in Boston, and they would always say, and they were both born in the late 1880s, and they would say, you know, if you want to live a long time, the way you do it is become an exaggerated ectomorph, which meant you decrease your calorie intake and become very thin. And of course, very few of their patients could do it. But they both lived into their 90s and were vigorous and vital and still caring for patients. And we used to look at them as these crazy guys who would live to be 90, and we always thought, well, it must be their genes. but in fact they were controlling their genes. Then there's been this resurgence of research in calorie restriction, and 23 different animal species have been tested. 21 of them have a real benefit in decreasing their rate of aging, or in the equivalent, in our terms, they get to live longer with a younger age. That is, they live longer with less disability and less, if you will, problems of aging. It's very tough to do calorie restriction to be 15 or 20% less calories every day. We can't even get people to even eat a normal amount of calories so they don't gain weight as we get older. Well, this is a method. I came across this study about 2 weeks ago by Dr. Longo, which was on periodic fasting. So Dr. Longo, tell us what periodic fasting is for the animals, what it is for us humans.
Yes, so periodic fasting for the animals is just 4 days of this restricted diet of a very particular composition every 15 days. And for people, what we tested in a clinical trial was 5 days of this restricted diet once a month for 3 months.
So I did my first 5 days, so I'm looking forward to it. So it's actually doable. So it's 5 days. I obviously don't know the exact diet composition, but it looked pretty close to a nuts diet, meaning you eat some walnuts and some other nuts, and it looked pretty close when I looked at the balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates. But forgetting, we'll get to the specifics that are in it. But all it took, so I said this first month I was doing it early. I did it late because of the time the paper came out or time that I got to read it. But I thought I'd do it from the 10th to the 14th every month, where you go down in calories. It looks like you go down about 40% reduction in your normal calories to maintain your weight. And then the rest of the month you can eat normally. Is that right?
Generally, yes. It's a little bit more than 40%. It's more like 50-55% restriction. But again, the key is the composition of the food. And we usually don't like to talk about recipe because what happened, we did this a few years ago when we first published on cancer. And what happened was that a lot of patients started improvising. And it could get pretty scary when, people do it on their own and then, they pick the time, they pick the food. And so, yeah, we stopped doing that because of trying to avoid that.
Tell us what this did. So in animal models like yeast and the one-celler animals and the worms, et cetera, the calorie restriction and periodic fasting increase the lifespan and increase their resistance to what would be called stress-related disease and diseases in general. What's now happened? What does the periodic fasting do?
Well, my first advisor in the early 90s at UCLA was Roy Walford. And Roy was one of the pioneers of calorie restriction. The problem with calorie restriction, you mentioned two cardiologists who were very successful with it, but in fact, calorie restriction, even in the monkey studies, has not been that successful. And the problem with calorie restriction is that, yes, it causes tremendous effects on cardiovascular disease and diabetes, cancer, etc. But then we suspect, looking at the monkey studies also, that it causes a lot of problems too, right? For example, infectious diseases or the inability to perform wound healing normally, et cetera, et cetera. And this balances out the positive effects. And so what we've been trying to do for a couple of decades now is to come up with something that, that gets benefits, without the negative effects. And I think that we now got it. And this is, once a month, strategy that seems to switch the body, the human body, as well as the mouse body, into a long-term calorie-restricted-like mode, but more so than calorie restriction, also pushes the body, particularly in combination with the refeeding, because of course you undergo 5 days of this restricted diet, but then you eat normally. And it's the combination, actually, that turns out to be very important for regeneration, right? So when you restrict the stem cells, and we demonstrated this for in mice for multiple types of stem cells, they turn on, but they sit there. And it is not until you refeed that those stem cells now go to work and they regenerate components of all these different systems, which range from the liver to the blood to the nervous system, etc. So, and if you look at, for example, the blood, the effects on the blood are remarkable. In mice, the fasting mimicking diet itself kills about 40% of the white blood cells. And then during the refeeding, you regenerate all of them. So very, very large component of the white blood cell population is now regenerated.
So what you're doing is essentially you're throwing out the old cells. We all have old cells all the time. We regenerate ourselves normally every 7 years if you took all the cells in our body and look at it. But you throw out the old ones, and somehow the refeeding stimulates the stem cells, not just in the immune system, but throughout a lot of stem cells, different organs, to become active again, so that you can, in fact, regenerate yourself as a younger, that is, all your cells become younger. Is that a correct summary, so to speak, or a lay summary that you might say is okay?
Yes, that's exactly it. Of course, we have demonstrated this for mice. In fact, for mice, we could do transplants, bone marrow transplants, right? So then we could demonstrate, in fact, that the stem cells during the fasting are turned on, and then they're in a more pro-regenerative mode. For human beings, we show that the stem cells are elevated, but of course you can't, we haven't yet demonstrated that's what's happening. But I mean, it's hard to think imagine what else could be happening when you have a major decrease in white blood cells, and then those go back to normal, even in the people that we tested.
So let me come back and ask you when we come back from the break. We have a break coming up, a hard break, so I can't keep going. But when we come back from the break, I want to talk to you about the subjects that you did, how many subjects there are, how long they've been going. You reported on 3 months, but I assume you've got more studies going, and we want to get to the nitty-gritty of it, and then where you can get the specific, if you will, diet if you want to do it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. We want you to stay well and take control of your genes so you can be the youngest person possible. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
And now, back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And I'm talking with Dr. Longo, professor of gerontology at the USC Davis School of Gerontology, who also is director of the Longevity Center there. The paper that was recently in Cell says the human diet that is the periodic diet is as follows. It's a plant-based diet designed to attain fasting-like effects while providing micronutrient nourishment, vitamins, minerals, etc., and minimize the burden of fasting. It comprises of proprietary vegetable-based soups, energy bars, energy drinks, chip snacks, chamomile, flower tea, and a vegetable supplement formula tablet that provides the nutrients. The human FMD diet consists of a five-day regimen. Day one of the diet supplies about 1,090 calories, 10% protein, 56% fat, 34% carbohydrate. Days 2 to 5 are identical in formulation, but provide 725 calories in that sequence. And so there is a physician-supervised place you can go to order this, only through physician supervision, I was told. That's a USC spinoff company, L-Nutra. NUTRA.com. Dr. Longo, how do we know, or how does someone know that this is working? What do they see? What do you see in biochemical changes in the people? You reported 3 months. Are they going longer than that now?
We did three cycles. The initial trial was with 38 patients that were in 1919, randomized. And now we finished the trial with over 70 subjects. And, the changes are remarkable, and they range from long-term effects on IGF-1, which is insulin-like growth factor 1, which is it's not yet an official risk factor for cancer, but certainly has been associated with cancer in many, many different studies. Not just cancer, but also aging. It happens to be the one growth factor that many of us believe is the central accelerator for the aging process.
So you see a decrease in IGF-1.
Yes, you see a decrease that keeps on going essentially even after the people resume their normal diet. And,
so
and
it
this
stays
just,
down.
Go ahead.
It's so it stays down. How long? If in other words, is it? Does it stay down just for a month, and that's why you you decided on the 1 month on the five days of this restrictive diet every month, or does it stay down 2 months, and this is just one of the factors you looked at?
In the follow-up study with the 70 patients, we waited for 3 months with no diet to see how long it lasted. And I cannot talk about those results yet because they're not published, but certainly let's just say that a lot of the effects last more than a month. But eventually some of the effects start going away after 3 months. So we think that this is really going to be up to the doctor to decide how frequently, they want to do this. And so somebody, BMI over 30 that has got high cholesterol, high IGF-1, high blood pressure, high CRP, et cetera, that person may, in fact, the doctor may want to put that person on a once a month, FMD. But somebody that is very healthy, may just do it once every 3 or even 6 months. Yeah.
So someone has asked me who says, I'm relatively normal, but I have a risk for coronary artery disease and in my family also cancer. Should I have my doctor follow IGF-1 or hsCRP, or what does he follow? What would you say the best thing to follow, or do you follow a group of things?
Well, you follow a group of things, of course. So you want to follow, of course, the usual, the metabolic syndrome markers, and the cardiovascular markers, and as well as in his case, the IGF-1. So CRP, blood pressure, abdominal circumference, the IGF-1, insulin, glucose, fasting glucose levels, et cetera. So all of those we know contribute to the aging process, but of course there is a set of them, a subset that contributes or is a risk factors for both cardiovascular disease and cancer.
And another person writes, he's 40. Should he start it now? And he said his dad is 70. Is it too late for his dad to start it, or have you tested an age range of people yet? You probably haven't had that chance yet, but you've tested animals of different ages, I would guess.
No, we did test. Actually, the range was 20 to 70 in the clinical trial, right? So we saw really very little adverse effects. I mean, there were some headaches, and a few others, but nothing major that we have seen thus far. Of course, you know, this needs to be done now. We're not going to be talking to the FDA to move this to the next level, until it is FDA approved, we really cannot recommend this for disease treatment or prevention. But certainly, it affects a lot of these markers, and so that's certainly a very good start. And doctors can start recommending this to go after these multiple risk factors or markers, and then eventually, hopefully, it will also be directly associated with diseases.
And then another question we've gotten asked is, how many people in your group are you doing it? And is virtually everyone in the group, all the co-authors doing it, or is it too tough for most normal human beings to do and you have to really be desirous of doing it?
We had 95% compliance. So we expected 50% compliance. We got 95%. So it's actually pretty straightforward. We keep people eating pretty much all the time. So, you know, with 3 meals a day, obviously we're not eating lasagna, but it's enough for people to feel that they can do it and they can finish it. So, for the majority of people, it's not been a problem. The only people that dropped out were young women. And a couple of them, actually. So that was it.
Why did they say why? Can you say why they dropped out? Was it it was that they didn't like it, or they didn't like the taste, or they didn't feel it was necessary yet?
I don't know, but certainly it could be that for somebody that is young, that this is a little bit too tough. Of course, we had a lot of young people that finished it, right? So this is really still a minority of the young people.
But
for a few of them, it just it may be too tough. Yeah.
95% compliance, we don't even get with drug studies. So this is remarkable work. And I think, I mean, the fact that you're able to regenerate and re-stimulate stem cell populations, this was important in post-cancer treatment in your research as well. I just want to congratulate you and tell you that at least I think this is some substantial and really major work, and you're to be congratulated for helping all of us. I just hope it bears out over time. So thank you very much, Dr. Longo, and thank you for being on the site. Again, you want to listen, go to LNutra, N-U-T-R-A, with a dash in between the letter L.com. Thanks very much.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Her Radio with Michelle King Robeson.
I'm going to be totally honest because that's all I know how to do, and my life is an open book anyway. Give me a tip to develop a deeper connection with myself, right? That's what I'm struggling with.
The short answer is to do less in general and make it more meaningful.
And Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
My friend and colleague, Dr. Regina Benjamin, who's the 18th Surgeon General of the United States.
Thank you for having me, and thank you both for what you do to get the health message and public health messages out there.
The naked truth about women.
Michelle, what comes to your mind?
Friendships.
Oh, okay.
Healthy women cultivating friendships. I mean,
we bond.
Right, exactly.
We bond like there's no tomorrow, and it's so healthy, and there's so much scientific research.
Listen live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.